You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona, and join us here in the Outdoor Living Hour. Time to talk anything and everything about your landscape, garden, lawns. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U to talk to Mr. Jay Harper. Text is 411-923 during the broadcast. Or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need help with plant or insect identification. Mr. Harper.
Good morning.
Is this new?
No.
No?
No. You can just usually keep it cropped a little tighter, I
guess. Oh, okay. What are we going to talk about this Saturday morning? It's time to...
Well, you know, there's still a lot of gardening to be had out there. Of course, most people are in the Christmas mode now. They're shopping and panicking and wondering what they're going to do next for Christmas gifts and that sort of thing. But
you know what I'm panicking on? I accidentally let our rye seed get rained on, and I haven't got it planted. So I'm sure it's no good anymore sitting in the sack. And we have, what, 2 weeks left?
Where 2 weeks do I find left or what?
Till Christmas.
Oh.
Where do I get ryegrass seed?
Less than 2 weeks, by the way. It's like 10 days, 9 days.
I need 12. I need 12 to get this
I don't think you're going to get it to germinate in 12 days. But I have seen rye seed. It's still available in a number of places.
Okay.
Ryegrass seed, I should say. So I don't think you'll have an issue. Where did I see it the other day? I know Evergreen Turf still has some. I don't think you'll have any problem finding it.
It's just, it's not going to be green by Christmas.
No. Ah. Not unless your Bermuda's still green.
No.
No. Sorry, it probably isn't going to germinate in 8 or 10 days this time of year, but it will still come up. If that right, you might get that ryegrass seed out. I'd throw it on anyway. I mean, what the heck?
It's there. Yeah, give it a shot, I mean, maybe.
Sometimes if, you know, we use a lot of, in the industry these days, pre-germinated seed. So you may have some pre-germinated ryegrass seed in that bag starting to pop. And the problem was if you get a lot of mold or mildew or, you know, it gets all caked together and gets moldy in there, it might not be any good. But what the heck, you might throw it on anyway. But I'd still go buy some new seed, probably.
And this is usually the time we're already putting on our first fertilizer for the season.
Well, that's a good point. If you have mowed your lawn a couple of times, which, gosh, you should have by now, you want to make sure you do get a good fertilizer on there before we haven't really had a frost, at least in most places. There are some places. I was at a golf course yesterday morning. It was 35 at about 9 o'clock. So they most likely had a frost there down Maricopa way. If you haven't had a frost yet, your ryegrass is still doing great. The problem is a lot of people don't know, you know, how much of that lawn is ryegrass and how much of it's still Bermuda that's still green. And when we get one or two frosts, you know, then we really find out how good our ryegrass is. So get some fertilizer on there so that ryegrass that is there continues to keep going and keep going strong and doesn't yellow out on you as well. So fertilizing winter lawns, keeping your vegetable garden, your winter vegetable garden, good and nourished, and the nutrition and fertility up in that is a good idea. If you've got poinsettias and those traditional Christmas gift plants around the house, remember they are tropical. They don't like cold. They don't like drafts. They don't like big fluctuations in temperatures. So a lot of people put them outside, including myself.
You just have to watch where you're. You don't leave them outside overnight.
But if it's going to get cold in a night or two, you want to bring them inside. You don't want to keep them too wet. They don't like to be soggy wet. If you've got them in those foil pot covers that they come in, you know, poke a hole in the bottom of those or take them out of those to water because they'll sit in that water. I've been guilty of this myself. And then the plant will die because it stays too wet. Bright light, not dark rooms. Don't put them by the fireplace. Don't put, just like with your, if you have an actual fresh cut Christmas tree, or maybe you cut one yourself, you know, don't put it where the heater's blowing on it or the fire's drying it out too bad. Keep it away from a drafty door. that sort of thing. So those will last you a good long time. You know, we've got people that I know people that have Christmas cactus that are generations old, that they've been handed down from one generation to the other. Again, tropical, succulent-type plant that likes constant temperatures, if possible, warm, bright, light conditions. Other than that, you know, it's just kind of maintaining. Now, you can still plant, you know, your cold, hardy winter vegetables all winter long. There's a lot of farming operations that once they've harvested a lot of leafy greens will come back in with a second crop. You've got plenty of time to do any of the leafy greens and the root crops if you haven't done it yet, or maybe you want to do another shot. That's why our winter garden is, you can't grow tomatoes and peppers very well in the cold weather, but, you know, it's a good long season where you can do multiple crops one after the other and have it going for a long time. But make sure you keep that fertility up because with short season plants, the worst thing that can happen is that they kind of quit growing or harden off or slow down. So make sure you've got a lot of that good Farm's Choice organic fertilizer on hand.
My best years of gardening between Thanksgiving and December, I'm replanting a lot of things, radishes.
Yeah.
You know, that's, especially with kids, you've got to have something, you know, your easy, fast-growing success story to, you know,
they
have
want
something to come to harvest.
Gratification, right? They don't have a lot of patience, so.
They don't eat the radishes, but they come up quick.
Yeah, like to see them grow. You know, it's amazing, though, when kids grow their own, what they'll eat that they wouldn't otherwise normally eat if they've been involved in the process of growing it. A lot of times you'll get them to try those things because they grew it.
That is very true.
That otherwise they wouldn't. So just keep that in mind if you got kids. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of space or outdoor space, a lot of these things will do very well in containers and pots, you know, in small spaces. The square foot gardening concept or growing things in containers and pots works very well.
And I've become more and more a fan of that. I originally... It's got to go in the ground. You just stuck in that, you know, row garden concept.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't have the time to keep the soil the way it needs to be mm-hmm. and continue to add in the nutrients. You buy a sack thing of Mel's Mix or, you know, there's any number of different pre-made bags. You just, it doesn't have to go into a container. You'd mentioned the square foot garden. That's a concept of getting a 12 by 12.
One plant for one square foot, you know, in very tight spaces. We grow very intensively in small spaces. You can do the same thing with a decorative pot on your patio. It doesn't have to be flowers. It can be spinach, or it can be onions, or it can be a combination above, or herbs, you know, that sort of thing. We keep, you know, we've got rosemary, basil, chives, thyme, cilantro, and sage all in pots on the back patio. So when, you know, Trina's doing a little cooking, she can just go out there and snip some stuff off. We use a lot of fresh herbs, and we have that year-round, except for the cilantro.
And how often do you have to repot it? You know, will that soil be good for 2 years? Will that be good for
a year? Well, the soil technically never goes bad. The fertility in the soil will go, especially in containers, when you're watering and leaching out. As it gets warmer, you're watering a lot, you're leaching fertility out of your containers pretty rapidly. So you want to make sure you continually add fertilizer, whether it's a liquid or a slow-release granule or an organic like Farm's Choice or whatever your choice is. You've got to remember that things in containers need more water and they need more nutrition, more fertility. So the soil is simply a mechanism for holding the roots and holding the plant in place and holding moisture. I mean, you know, you grow things hydroponically without soil at all. So technically doesn't ever go bad, especially a potting mix that's really soilless anyway. It's a mixture of, you know, some type of fiber like peat moss or cocoa or something with some perlite and some sand and some stuff like that. So it doesn't go bad. It just loses fertility. So you have to keep replacing that. It gets dried out. You might want to get it moistened up before you plant, that sort of thing.
If you'd like to join the conversation or have a plant garden question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text us 411-923. We actually do have an email in here. We'll look at during the break if somebody sent in wants to know what kind of tree they're looking at. So you can send those images into info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you're looking for a little help on plant or insect identification, whatever it is you need, the Arizona homeowner, or about your landscape or garden, here, Rosie on the House.